What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hello everyone, Jada Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP, and it is a big day. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. What a Sunday it was. And hello and welcome to the next 2 weeks as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. You know, congrats to the Eagles. They are Super Bowl bound. They absolutely destroyed, and I mean destroyed, Washington yesterday. Masterful performance by the Eagles. Celebration obviously on late last night. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm sure you are. And it's awesome. It's an awesome time to be
Super
a Philadelphia
Bowl,
sports
baby!
Fan. It's really amazing. It really is phenomenal. Look, we'll take your calls. We want to hear from you. We know we will. 215-592-9494 for what is flowing through you right now. The emotions of it all. Again, phone line's there for you. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
John, how are you, pal? How great was that, man?
Unbelievable.
How great was that?
My God. We're going to the Super Bowl again. This is phenomenal. Jalen Hurts, the first quarterback to go back to the Super Bowl.
Incredible.
After losing a Super Bowl.
Since Jim Kelly.
I know.
Yeah.
Jim Kelly.
I know.
How crazy is that?
It was a long time ago.
The first since Jim Kelly. First since the 90s. First since back when it was, man, when I was watching as a kid.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about. By the way, you can throw an object farther if it's thrown west.
Oh, that's a wild fact.
Because of the rotation of the Earth.
I didn't expect to spend much time on our fact, but I got to tell you, that one's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, the Coriolis effect causes a deflection of the object's path as it travels across the rotating Earth.
Wild.
So when you throw it, it goes farther if it's west.
Wild. All right, look, guys, get rolling on the phone lines. I mean, it's a great day to be a Philadelphia sports fan. These are the days, obviously, we live for as a Philly sports fan. Now, obviously, the mission is not complete yet. There's one more game to go. The Eagles have been installed as a 1.5-point underdog. Obviously, KC is great. Obviously, the Eagles are great. It should be a hell of a Super Bowl. It was an incredible NFC Championship game, and not for the Washington Commanders. Look, first off, I'll just say congrats to the squad, the whole organization, Lurie and Howie. For them, it's 3 and 8 years now that they've reached it. Obviously, when you include Nick, it's 2 and 3 years for the organization. Jalen Hurts was phenomenal yesterday. He was so spectacular. Probably his best performance of the season. Just an absolutely outstanding performance by him, and we'll highlight him throughout the show. Defense creating turnovers. And I didn't think it was the defense's greatest day. Got a little scary at certain points. Like, what's going on here? But they created a ton of turnovers, which obviously just demolished Washington's chances to do anything. Saquon and the O-line did their thing early and often. I mean, you have the injury effect with, you know, both Juergens and Dickerson, two different guys trying to gut it out at various points. That was incredibly admirable. Look, this is a team I really admire. And I think we all admire. We wake up today really proud. We wake up today really, really, really excited. Celebration went deep last night. I know that.
Oh.
So we hit us up today at 215-592.
It was hard to sleep last night. I'm not going to lie,
man.
It was really hard to fall asleep
last night. I fell asleep at 1 o'clock. I mean, it just, you know. So, look, celebration's on. At some point, we'll hardcore it about the Super Bowl up ahead, but for now, it's obviously primarily about the celebration, the ass-kicking from the Eagles yesterday to Washington, and your thoughts and emotions at 215-592-9494. John, what are you thinking? What are you feeling, man?
It was an incredible job by the coaches, the play callers, not much to complain about on that front. The play designers, let's talk about that. The play designers who gave Jalen Hurts options on so many plays. Think the first play from scrimmage. He's out there. He changed the play.
Yeah.
To that toss crack. I'm just off the top of my head. Think about the quarterback draw where Saquon is lead blocking for Jalen. He changed the play. He had those options. You know, Kellen Moore looked like an offensive coordinator who deserved all the interview attention that he's getting. This is an unreal concept that we once again get to go to the Super Bowl. This is the biggest event in the world.
Yeah, that's right.
And a lot of folks get to make amends, and we get to go beat the best team in the world the last two times out.
I wanted KC to win for that purpose, John.
Look,
I think
we got the better matchup. Like I'm not going to jump ahead to it yet, but like I feel good about the fact that we're going to get to make amends. And you know, I thought the Bills were better than the Chiefs, but not yesterday in the allotted time. So our team gets to make amends and avenge that Super Bowl loss to the Chiefs and Andy Reid, and this is an opportunity to distance our organization from that Andy Reid era even further and very definitively. And Howie Roseman, holy cow,
yeah.
Thank you once again for what I think should be Executive of the Year if it were not for Brad Holmes in Detroit. That is amazing what he did too, but it is amazing what Howie has done. And you know, Howie, our roster is a monster. Our roster, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, they represent that final hurdle, really, I think, in Howie's evolution, where I was worried about those skill guys, the small skill guys, the wide receivers, the DBs. Those were sort of like the Achilles heel, it seemed, for Howie in the draft room. And then Devontae Smith and Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell represent that final hurdle in Howie's ascension to true excellence.
Yeah, look,
these cornerbacks are truly excellent. And what they do in today's world, they give us this nickel flexibility to do anything we want to do. And Vic Fangio can treat every game with flexibility, and that's part of the reason why we are so successful.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot in there with what John said. I'll start with what he said there at the very end about Howie. Look, I hope he makes the Hall of Fame. I think he should. Now, that's going to be a conversation really for 5 to 10 to 15, maybe even 20 years from now, honestly. But I think he's a Hall of Fame general manager. I know as Philadelphia sports fans, we're incredibly lucky. He's the GM of our football team. And it's almost like what I'd call 2.5 different teams that the Eagles have taken to the Super Bowl. 17 was very different than 22, and this one is very different on defense than 22. The offense is, you know, basically the same, but it's a completely different defense. So to me, it's almost like he's got 2.5 different teams, if you kind of catch my drift, 3 if you want to call it that, that you know, just in the composition of the squad that gets there. It's an incredible achievement. And again, I don't want to lose sight on the game specifically yesterday because we're going to big picture it with the whole deal. But I don't want to lose sight at all on how remarkable Jalen played yesterday. He was so phenomenal. I thought perhaps the play of the game, because it was maybe when the game hung in the balance the most. Fourth and five.
No doubt.
It was the play
of the game, play of the season.
It was just massive because I think at the time they had, I think, a 2-point lead. And obviously Washington would have had good field position. And he dropped that ball in there. James, give me your thoughts, your emotions. What are you feeling?
I'm just so happy, man. Like when you think about last year and the disaster that was and how bummed we were and how depressing it was after the Super Bowl and how much hope we had for the future with that team, for it to come down last year and for them to start the way they did this year and bounce back and become an absolute juggernaut. 55 points in the NFC, the most points ever scored by any team in the history of the NFC Championship game ever. I saw two Super Bowls in the first 37 years of my life. I'm going to see 2 and 3 years. Are you kidding me? Like, this is freaking awesome, man. I'm so proud of this team. Yeah. I'm so proud of these guys. Yeah. I'm so proud.
I agree.
Totally agree.
Pride. But this city deserves this feeling, too. You know, like, this team deserves this feeling. Nick Sirianni, you know, thank you for all those little things that you've done. This is a team that was begging Nick Sirianni to put the pads on and hit and practice longer this season. And he did. He did that. And then the next week, he would let them walk through on Wednesday. It was always, you know, custom tailored to whatever the team really needed. And he has tapped into exactly what this team, the pulse of this team. So thank you to Nick Sirianni also. We really are the best team in the world. And I think 55 points, the most ever scored in a conference championship, like Jimmy said, that evidence is there. We are going to beat whoever we go up against. And it just so happens it's the Chiefs. So we get to feel extra good about those relationships that we are going to dominate on the way to winning a Super Bowl again.
All right, 215-592-9494. Rhea, what are you feeling?
I still can't believe Saquon Barkley is an Eagle. I mean, just you watch what he does. I mean, that first play. And the other thing, like, so it was in the second half when they started to roll. It was just, it wasn't like a crazy party. Like, people were real excited. And it's what I saw from the team after. Composure, like, we got one more. Yeah. It's not like we're just happy to be here.
Totally.
That's the felt I got. And I loved what I saw out of Cam Jurgens. I mean, that was one hell of a performance. You could see it in his post-game comments, the emotion of how that guy was able to...
And he was not walking well off the field. No. I saw him going to the locker room. No. He was very stiff. So,
very gingerly. Step in for Landon.
Yeah.
I just thought it was just huge.
And on your,
it was warrior stuff.
It was. And Rio, on your Saquon point, you know, one thing I put up on Twitter after his touchdown that got the game rolling right out of the gate... Like, how in the world did he somehow fall out of the MVP race around week 17 or 18?
I have no idea.
Like, he's right there. Wrong. He's, like,
it's
right there.
Wrong.
And then all of a sudden, he's, like, forgotten about
it's
nationally.
It's the best Eagles season we've ever seen.
There's no question. Listen, it might be the best season of Philadelphia sports since Steve Carlton in 1972.
Yeah.
It might be.
Schmidt and 80, maybe?
Yeah, maybe, but it might be better than Schmidt and 80. I mean, this is, it's bonkers. It's bonkers what Saquon has done. And yes, he gets, you know, obviously tremendous help with the guys on the offensive line.
Seven rushing touchdowns, Joe. Seven.
And let's be real. That run he had yesterday to start the game should have been a, you know, 8-yard run. And he made it a 60-yard run. I mean, it was nuts. All right. Phone calls, line up, let's roll, 215-592-9494. Tell us your emotions, your reaction. You know, we'll break down the game, but also just the emotional side of it. It's a special day, it really is. Where you partied, where you celebrated, who you were with, let's roll. 215-592-9494. What a day. The Eagles in the Super Bowl. The game?
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me. Hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
In 13 days, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Reaction next. Phone calls next on 94 WIP.
Super Bowl 59. One game, two teams, endless possibilities. And there's no better way to make every play more exciting than with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Whether you're predicting the first touchdown, who'll take home the MVP trophy, or the coin toss, FanDuel makes it easy to place your bets and feel the thrill of every moment. With live betting all game long, you can jump into the action, adjust your bets, and ride the wave of excitement from kickoff to the final whistle. Plus, to make the Super Bowl even sweeter, new customers can score $200 when you make your first bet. Just place a $5 bet, and if you win, you'll get $200 in bonus bets. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP as well. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to bet today.
Brought to you by Special Olympics, the Eagles are indeed going back to the Super Bowl for a second time in 3 years, where they will again face the Chiefs after destroying Washington 55-23. 7 rushing touchdowns for the Eagles, 3 by Saquon Barkley, 3 by Jalen Hurts, who also went 20-28, 246 yards, a touchdown pass to A.J. Brown. Zach Bond littering the stat sheet once again. 12 tackles, 8 solo, tackle for a loss, forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. According to the Inquirer's Marcus Hayes, to the shock of no one, Brandon Graham reportedly will try to come off IR and get ready for the Super Bowl. He tore his triceps November 24th. Chiefs advancing with a 32-29 defeat of the Bills. Stop me if you've heard this before, but KC might have gotten some help from the refs. Join Spike Eskett at the 2025 Philadelphia Polar Plunge, February 1st at Citizens Bank Park. It's the coolest event. For more info, visit phillyplunge.org. Sunny today, a high of 42. Listen to every Eagles game, and now there's just one, the championship game. On your streaming device, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Fourth down and 5, and they have a risk of giving the Washington Commanders the ball near midfield. I'd rather see them punt. even this early with a two-point lead. At any rate, that being said, Hurts is in the gun. Two receivers on each side. Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. He lets it fly, and it is caught. A.J. Brown inside the 20-yard line.
How do you like me now?
Well, that was just such a big moment. I mean, such a big moment. And look, chances are the Eagles would have won anyway just because they were superior, you know, just a superior team. But it was, you know, a little dicey there for a bit. And, you know, gutsy call by Sirianni and a tremendous throw by Jalen Hurts. Tremendous. A.J. was a little bit open, but not, like, incredibly open. And Jalen dropped that ball in there. And A.J., you know, with the hands is always secure and rock and roll, man. And they rolled from there. All right, let's go to the phones. Your reaction to it all, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Tom and Dover kicking us off. Yo, Tom! That's right, Tommy. That's how you do!
Hey, listen, man. I lost my voice, man, early, even before the game, in the parking lot.
Good.
They came in here like they were some kind of bullies, like they won the NFC East, you know? And it was just amazing to me, man, how our guys kept quiet throughout all of it, and we put our foot in their ass. That's what, for real, man, I'm telling you, man, I've been to some games. I was in Minnesota. I was in Arizona. I've been to some Eagles games, man. Yesterday was epic. You hear what I'm telling you?
That
was epic. I had fans in my section. C-27, the best fans in the league. We had Washington fans in our section. And, man, we gave them the blues. They started walking out that joint with their heads down. They tails in their ass, and that's what they deserve. And bullies us. We're the bullies. And, man, listen, Jordan Davis showed up yesterday, Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
Man, listen, man, it was epic down there yesterday, man. It was just, you know, Joe, the funny thing about it was, it started getting boring. We was beating them so bad.
Started getting boring.
Listen, Tom, it was Tom, great call, man. Keep them coming this
week.
And
Joe, he's right about their fans. It was very clear that they were, you know, they had not been here before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving to the game, and there's Red Commanders fans standing on a corner, taunting Eagles fans as they drive by, and
not
I go,
smart.
What are you doing?
Not smart. They didn't have the type of team to back that up. You know, I saw one thing on social media. I forget who wrote it. Might have been Jim Rome. I think what he said is Jaden Daniels was ready to win this game, but the rest of Washington's team wasn't. I thought he played well, but, I mean, they just kept fumbling the ball. I mean, they just kept fumbling.
Amazing.
And their defense was a disaster. Between their ball carriers fumbling it and their defense being horrendous, I mean, he had no shot in that game. By the way, you know, I was thinking about it when our first caller there, Tom, was talking about, you know, the Eagles just crushing Washington as they did. Man, when the Eagles win an NFC Championship game, they really win an NFC Championship
13
game.
Points is the least they've ever won.
Yeah, they're all the same. I mean, just about. I mean, you know, when the Eagles beat Dallas in 80, obviously it was, you know, early and often. And then 04 was, they handled Atlanta. Obviously, we know that. 17 a destruction, 22 a destruction, 24 a destruction.
It's actually been, almost increasing each time.
It's wild.
Not, last time wasn't 24 to 31 to 32.
It is wild, man. Let's get to LeVert right now. What's going on, LeVert?
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O!
You know it, LeVert.
Listen.
Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead.
That's okay. It's Victory Monday, baby.
Yes, it is.
And we deserve this. Now it's time for the big payback.
Yeah, I'm excited that it's the Chiefs. It's funny. My girlfriend Amy from Villanova was rooting for Buffalo. She thought it would be an easier matchup.
And I think it probably would be.
I think it probably would be. I do. I mean, I just think Mahomes does find ways. So,
and Andy, they're better
and
coached.
Andy.
That, yeah.
I agree with that. But I wanted KC. I wanted KC. And, you know, think about if the Eagles get this done. And, guys, it's no sure thing. I mean, I strongly encourage everyone to not take it for granted. This game clearly could go either way up ahead. But how cool would it be if the two times the Eagles win a Super Bowl, one's against Brady and the Patriots, and one's against Mahomes and the Chiefs?
Totally.
Like, that would be no fooling around, man.
And in both cases, it would be the one that prevented a three-peat because the Patriots won on both sides of that 17 Super Bowl.
Interesting.
And it wasn't technically
an
you didn't know it at the time. But theoretically, you could look back and say the Eagles stopped the three-peat twice in a way.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Guys, this is the script. The script has been written for us. This thing is going to be a movie. I'm trying to tell you, this is phenomenal.
Hey, LeVert, let me ask you a question. Tell me if you've thought about this yet for the movie. A possible movie ending. Mahomes gets hurt, and it's Carson Wentz against the Eagles.
Oh, my God.
Don't even say that.
Oh, my God.
John, had it crossed your mind yet? It could be.
Wow.
It could be Carson Wentz against the Eagles.
Wow.
You got to play the Rocky music.
Oh, my God. All right, LeVert, stay well, buddy.
Your mind goes in very interesting places.
So, as James said, it was hard for me to go to sleep last night also. I'm lying in bed, and I got like 5 trillion thoughts going through my head. And around 12:30, that one popped into my mind. It could be Carson Wentz against the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Let's get to
What about the fact, though? It is phenomenal that Jalen, first Eagles quarterback to start 2 separate Super Bowls.
And Nick the first coach, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Nick the first coach. But that does it does feel like he's no longer disposable, doesn't it, Joe?
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
he's not going anywhere.
Right.
Yep, there's no question about that.
It's so exciting for that part, too.
Yeah.
I plan to see him continue to blossom and grow. That improvement that we saw yesterday, it feels like he continues to show us in the biggest games, he gets it together and elevates his performance to a new level.
Look, I hope obviously you get more of that in the Super Bowl because that was his, I think, best version this year. And
I think so too. Yeah. I think that when it's toughest, when the pressure is greatest, we see his best performances, which I love.
Yeah, no, it's
big time. I don't want to jump the gun on that and be supposing beyond what I should.
Understood.
But I think that's what he is.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, how it sounded here on WIP. Marilyn Mike on the call, exhilarating victory. The calls from the game, you'll hear that. Plus Saquon Barkley talking about reaching the Super Bowl after the game yesterday. What Saquon said, your phone calls on all of it and more. Joe DeCameron, Jen Ritchie. Unbelievable, man. Super Bowl 59. Let's hope it's a special one. It's got a great shot to be on 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars and live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit TheBorgata.com for more details. Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. The Philadelphia Eagles are in the Super Bowl after trouncing Washington 55-23. Eagles with 7 rushing touchdowns. Saquon Barkley got the party started early.
Barkley takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it, and he took it to the house. It's as simple as that.
Also, as simple as not turning the ball over, which Washington did 4 times, Jalen Hurts, 246 yards passing, touchdown pass to A.J. Brown. 3 rushing touchdowns for Hurts, 3 for Barkley, and that 7th, Will Shipley. Eagles will face the Chiefs again in the Super Bowl. They got by the Bills 32-29. Per the Inquirer's Marcus Hayes, a team source expects Brandon Graham to come off IR to try to get ready for the Super Bowl. When plumbing problems hit, call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions. Sunny, high 42, currently 36. Listen to every Eagles game, and now there's just one, the championship game, on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Hurts on the gun. They go to a pistol with Barkley behind Hurts. Hurts calling for the football. Hurts with Goddard motion. Hurts is going to throw. He's back. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown!
That's the matchup I like.
Brown.
That's the matchup I like. You spread them out. You find the matchup that you know you can win. If I've got A.J. Brown on the field, I know I can win that matchup. He goes to A.J., and they get a touchdown.
Well, just spectacular, obviously. Just unbelievable. And it puts the Eagles in the Super Bowl. KC, also unbelievable. Can't ignore that reality. Sets up a tremendous showdown Super Bowl. We've got a Twitter poll question of the day today about that game. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who should be the favorite in Super Bowl 59? Now, we know KC is. They're a point-and-a-half favorite. But we ask you, who should be the favorite in the game, Eagles or Chiefs? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. It'll be fascinating to see where the line moves over the course of the 14 days from when it came out last night. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Gotta-Door and Window to the Weekend. Obviously, we'll keep it all Eagles focused. Gotta-Door and Window to the Weekend. Take advantage of Gotta-Door and Window's big winter sale through the month of January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Well, look, I mean, just an incredible job by the Eagles, and that was the weekend, okay? That was the weekend.
Nothing else needs to be said.
But I will add this one other thing. Nice job by Zach Ertz. You know, I don't know if that's his last game or not. He seemed emotional after the game.
It looked like it was the reaction. The Fletcher Cox hug was emotional.
Very emotional. But, you know, maybe it's just that he, you know, laid a lot on the line and it's just bummed not to get back to the Super Bowl. But
it looks like he still has a lot left. That's, you know,
oh my God.
That number of targets and catches, double digits.
That was impressive. Man. He was really, really impressive in the game. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Coming up shortly, Maryland Mike, the calls of the game, and also what Saquon said afterwards about winning the game and getting to the Super Bowl. Eagles, Shirley. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, family.
Super Bowl bound indeed, Shirley.
Oh, my goodness, Joe, John, Rhea.
Shirley.
Hey, listen, I don't know how I fell asleep. I was excited like everyone else, but I really don't know how I fell asleep. I woke back up, and then I tried to watch some more. And you know, it's everything. You want to watch everything. But y'all hit
good
everything.
Point. Good point.
Everything everybody is saying, all the points are so relevant. So a couple of things I want to say before I get off the call.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jalen Hurts came back, people complained about, oh, Jalen Hurts really didn't do this, that, and the other. The ball, the passing, this, that, and the other. We won the game. Last week, it was a complaint about something. And I sat back and I said, do y'all realize that the Eagles are showing you how many ways we can win a game?
That's true.
Period.
That's right.
That's the bottom line. How many? So yesterday, okay, y'all want to see passing game? Y'all want to see more of rushing? Here we go. Y'all want to see if Jalen's knee is all right? Here you go. What part of the Philadelphia Eagles don't you get?
Jake Elliott.
Oh, goodness.
Didn't miss an extra point yesterday.
No, I thought it was an extra point, right?
It was a field goal.
Right, field goal.
He missed that try. He's like, no, that's not going to happen no more. Yeah. You're going to make the rest of them. So me and my family, we in there tearing that. Every time we would say what we wanted, we got it. If we was going, we like, are they listening to us? Are they listening to us? But at the end of the day, can y'all believe we're going back to this Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I love you guys, and
Shirley, I appreciate that. And I'll say this, especially because while we've grown accustomed to the Eagles being great, those of us that are old enough to know, like, there were a lot of years. I mean, they were not good.
Most of my early years of life, like, till I didn't see a Super Bowl until I was 24. Yeah.
God bless you if you grew up in the 60s and 70s. I grew up in the 80s. The Marion Campbell days were a fiasco. This was some. All right, Shirley, thank you for the phone call.
This is my son's third Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Zoe's second.
Eight for the first one.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's.
It's not
right,
fair.
Right. I mean, it's not.
I tried to explain to him, you have no idea what it's like to be bitter.
Yeah, that's
well,
exactly
and
right.
And to Shirley's point about the different ways of scoring and how doing all, like, it is wild that, you know, we came into this year being like, all right, if the Eagles win it all, it's going to be because they're going to have the best offense we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And end up being the best defense in the league. Yesterday, we saw, like, all those pieces come together.
I agree.
For the first time all year, the offense was unstoppable.
I agree. And really, the point was made by someone early in the show. It might have been you, James. Someone mentioned, you know, the last year thing. I mean, this, I'll give you a historical reference point. What the Eagles are doing is almost like if in 1965, after the 64 collapse, the Phillies came back and reached a World Series.
What a great point.
Which they didn't. I mean, John, you remember what it felt like 12 months ago? I mean, it was a disaster. I mean, remember that Howie and Sirianni press conference? That was so bad. Not that they did bad, but they were gloom and doom, rightfully
so. Waiting 9 days to do it, the whole thing.
They looked like they were two guys that had just been through 30 gauntlets.
Think about 4 games into this season.
Yeah, I know.
4 games into this year when there was a bye.
I know.
I thought there was a good chance that our head coach would be fired.
I mean,
I thought there was a good chance that he should be.
And he's going to get a big contract. He's going to get a big...
And he deserves a big contract.
Absolutely.
And he could be here for a long time. He could be here for a long time.
Think about the way he has transformed just this year. His whole demeanor, even like from week 4 to 6.
Yeah,
like,
no, I think he matured in certain ways.
Absolutely has taken this and done wonderful things.
Think about this. Nick Sirianni joins Joe Gibbs and Mike Tomlin as the only coaches in the history of football or history of the Super Bowl era to go to 2 Super Bowls in his first 4 years. Only Gibbs, 3 guys ever. Gibbs, Tomlin, and Nick Sirianni.
That's really amazing. That's really amazing. And he's going to face a guy who's got 3 rings and 301 wins. So there is a challenge there. All right, let's listen to how it sounded yesterday here on WIP. The music you're going to hear is the song the Eagles were jamming to in the locker room after the game yesterday. Guys had quite a celebration. And obviously, they can do that because they don't have to play a football game for 13 days. So let's hear how it sounded. Merrill and Mike, we're going to need a montage.
We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
For the 9th time, the Philadelphia Eagles are playing in the NFC Championship game and looking for their 5th trip to the Super Bowl. Hurts under center on first down. He pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it, and he took it to the house.
Back goes Daniels. He swings it out. He's got Deami Brown, who comes across the fumbles the football, and I think the Eagles have it. The hit by Cooper DeJean, the fumble recovered by Reed Blankenship. Hurts on first down. Feeds Barkley off to the outside. His 2nd touchdown of the game.
Speed.
4th down and 5, and I'd rather see them punt even this early with a 2-point lead. Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. He lets it fly, and it is caught. A.J. Brown inside the 20-yard line.
How do you like me now?
Ball at the 1. They're pushing. Hurts sneaks. Pushing. He's in. Touchdown. Here is Elliott to kick off. It's a line drive bouncing, and it is fielded by McNichols, who comes across the 20, fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. 2nd turnover of the game.
He got slammed and gave up the football.
Hurts is going to throw. Back. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown!
That's the matchup
AJ
I like.
Brown.
That's the matchup I like.
On 1st down, Hurts. Quarterback draw. He's at the 5. He is in for the touchdown. Jalen Hurts.
I guess his leg's all right.
Back goes Daniels again. He fires.
I think that ball was caught and fumbled.
It is caught and fumbled.
They lost it again.
Caught and fumbled.
And it's the Eagles' ball.
It is. 3rd turnover of the game. They line up for the tush push. And the Commanders come across the line of scrimmage and belt them. So they'll gain 6 inches.
Yeah, they don't lose anything to Commanders when they do
this. That was Luvu. No Luvu. He's faking. Now there's another flyer.
Encroachment. Defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior.
I've never seen that.
I've never heard that either. He takes the snap, he pushes, he shoves, he's in. Touchdown, Eagles!
They got it in easily.
And it's 4th and 11. They have to get to the Eagles 49. Daniels, back, looking. Here comes the rush. He's running. They've got him. They sack him. Nolan Smith! Nolan Smith! Got him back at the 25-yard line. Hurts. He gives it to Barkley. Barkley runs wide. Touchdown! His 3rd of the day!
He's special.
Daniels back one more time. He looks, he pumps. He is going deep, and it is almost intercepted. incomplete. It is intercepted. It is intercepted. For the second time in 2 weeks, it is Quinyon Mitchell who comes down with the ball. Gives off to Shipley. Shipley at the 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 15-10-5. Tackles at the 5-yard line. Will Shipley.
Wow. Now you're just pouring it on.
Hand off. Shipley plowing ahead. Touchdown, Will Shipley. He joins the fun. And the Eagles not just beat, but annihilate the Washington Commanders 55-23. Attention, air traffic control. This flock of Eagles is heading to New Orleans.
Well, just an incredible victory by the Eagles. I mean, it's just a dismantlement of the Washington Commanders. I mean, they just totally took them apart. By the way, I got to ask. So I was not at the game. For me, it was a TV experience. If anyone was at the game, Rhea, you were there.
Yes.
Any sense if they showed Josh Harris on the board? We were wondering.
I didn't see him. So I because they, I mean, they obviously showed Nick Foles and the place went crazy.
So probably so, not.
Yeah, I don't think they did because I mean, I would have sensed it in the crowd.
Yeah.
The crowd was just. It was the first caller. I think it was Tom. Was so right by like the fourth quarter. It was like, okay, when's this gonna be done?
There's no question.
So I mean, we can all go on to Broad Street and celebrate.
By the way, I think Will Shipley can play. I'll just put that out there. I thought that in the preseason games. I think that guy's solid. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Gainwell if they bring him back on a cheap contract or if he gets paid
a couple bucks.
He's got a concussion. Yeah. He's got a concussion. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Salvador in Coatesville. Good morning, Salvador.
We're going to the Super Bowl!
Are you kidding me? I know. It's real, Salvador. It's real.
It has been the most incredible postseason. Yo, we got that snow game last week. And then this game, the refs are gonna give us a touchdown if y'all keep playing. Keep playing! Are you kidding me? Yo, dude, I'm so happy right now.
I know you are.
I can tell, buddy.
All right, Salvador, real quick, you didn't know that rule, right? None of us knew that rule.
None of us did.
Nobody on the planet.
I never heard that.
No.
Except Mike Pereira. Shout out to Pereira. Said it right before the eight refs said it.
Pereira's on it.
Yeah. They didn't know what else to do. They said, we're just going to keep on trying to jump over it. How else are we going to stop them?
Well, and it was dangerous. If that guy... Yeah.
He was going to try and hurt somebody.
Yeah, he was...
Yeah, that was.
If I'm the refs, I'm getting real close to throwing that guy out of the game.
Did the refs say, because I think you should get that clip, if this behavior continues?
Behavior.
Yeah.
I think that was also code for you do it one more time, we'll throw you out of the game.
Correct.
Well, it's a shame because we could have gotten a classic Frankie Louvu scores a touchdown for the Eagles moment if they had given it to us. Credit Frankie Louvu with the touchdown.
All right, Salvador, good stuff. John, I assume you didn't know that rule, right?
No, I had no idea. I've never seen anything close to that. I mean, maybe on a field goal at some point at some level.
I remember
guys trying to come off the edge.
Got it.
You know, like that, a lot of times a cornerback will try to make that edge tight and they'll get jumpy. You know, we saw the Chiefs actually jump offsides doing that.
I've seen that repeatedly,
but I haven't seen the jump over the center.
It's not really the same at all, but the only thing I remember from deep history, I think it was 1954, SMU and Rice, I think, and a guy came off the bench to tackle a player, and they awarded the player a touchdown because he would have scored a touchdown, and a guy was so mad, a guy was running down the field, he tackled him. They said, okay, that's a touchdown, obviously. So, you know, I guess there's something in the deep rule book of, like, if you do something so outrageous, you know?
A touchdown can be awarded. I had no idea. Yeah.
But I was just hoping Jalen wasn't going to get crushed, or Juergens.
Well, that is
because
dangerous.
The guy was jumping right.
I'm worried about his back.
Juergens back.
The Landon Dickerson, like, thank you for being available. It's awesome that you're able to play center and do that, and you were great at center in college, apparently.
And he looked like a 95-year-old guy walking after hip surgery, walking on the sidelines after every drive.
He looked really in bad shape. But I'm concerned a little bit about the fact that he wasn't able to finish the game. So is he going to be able to play guard
in the
Super Bowl?
Don't know.
Is Cam going to be able to play center? Again... Kudos.
Yeah, big time.
Thank you for digging deep. That must have been awful.
No, it looks
your back. You can't do anything with the back.
Those two in particular, and then obviously, you know, Jalen as well, because he must have really rehabbed you know, effectively is one way to put it, but extensively is another way. Because, you know, he was very lucky to escape big injury last week, and then to be as spry as he was, that was really, really something. Let's get to Derek and Paoli. Derek, good morning.
Yo, good morning, good morning. Yo, I was on some John Ritchie stuff last night. Well, I was teared up, man, watching all those videos. And when Sirianni got up there, they asked him about it, and he said, how about my quarterback? Like, when you see, like, grown men, like, men relationships like that, man, for the betterment of the team and all that, man, this team, man, from the beginning, I was bought in, but just watching how they just evolved into what they became last night, man, that joint had me emotional, man. I'm still a little touched when I think about it, because it's like they could have packed it up, because we started off okay, but the Tampa game and just AJ reading a book and Brandon Graham and all them, they just overcame all that, man, to end up in New Orleans, man. It's like, and then Jeffrey Lurie, when he said, you know, what going to this big game is expected.
Yeah,
you know,
well, listen, Bradshaw generally does a good job and for the most part did yesterday, but that question was leading in the wrong direction. Like, he wasn't talking to the owner of, what am I trying to say here, the New York Jets. He was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would be unexpected if it was the Jets. I mean, there is a certain expectation from within the Eagles and us as fans now over 30 years of quality football, and you're going to reach the Super Bowl from time to time when you do that.
And so, how about 3-7 years, man?
I know.
Like, come on.
Yeah. I know. Well, it's eight.
You know
it's eight
crazy?
Technically. Seasons. Eight
you know
seasons.
What's crazy?
Eight seasons, but like, 7 years. It was 2018, 2025. It's 7 years since.
But I'm
they
saying
played.
It's eight seasons.
I know. I'm just saying, I said years.
I got you. Yeah.
Listen, I don't know about y'all, right? But I do, like, hard work all week, and I look forward to the weekend.
Sure.
But I could not wait until Sunday at 3 o'clock. I ended up going to the Roman Catholic versus Devin Prep game yesterday at 12 noon at Holy Family.
That's classic.
It was a double overtime thriller. Whoa. Just to keep my nerves down a little bit.
I get it, man.
I literally got home at, like, 2:55. Wow. And me and my mom watched the game yesterday, and she don't know nothing about football. All she knows is she wants a Saquon Barkley jersey. So that's just this team is.
Get her the Derek. Get her the
dude. My mom called me after the game. She was so she wasn't living here in 2022. She came back after third. She called me to, like, just say how happy she was and how beautiful it was to be here for it. It was awesome.
Family is always a mess for most people. For most of us, a massive part of moments like these, because, you know, for the most part, most of us grow up watching these games with our parents.
It's generational.
And if you have siblings, then yeah, it is. And then obviously, as if you're a parent with your kids, John, are your girls
so
getting
much.
Into it?
Yeah, of course. This is it. All everyone is talking about at school, and it's certainly, you know, our families deserve this opportunity to come together. It's tough. It's, you know, this time of year sometimes, it gets, man.
How about Trott's family? Guessing about him? I mean,
that's cool. Amazing.
So he's holding. So
imagine?
In 2004, after the game, championship game, he's holding his son on the field celebrating that they had just gotten to the Super Bowl. And now 20 years later, you know, it's. There he is.
Missed,
you know,
opportunity for Trott Jr. to lift his father up and recreate the photo.
That's exactly right. All right, let's listen to Saquon Barkley. He lifted the Eagles up at a lot of times this season when they, you know, needed a burst. And, you know, yesterday they didn't need an all-time game from Saquon, but he certainly gave them an all-time moment right out of the gate. And then talked after the game about the thrilling victory. Let's listen to Saquon talking after the game with Aaron Andrews.
He told me this season hasn't felt real. How does this feel, Saquon?
I ain't gonna lie. I try to downplay it in my head, but it's amazing, man. It's amazing. We're here. Super Bowl. But the goal wasn't just getting there. The goal is to win. And we're gonna celebrate, enjoy this, and get right back to work.
Hey, let me talk about the game real quick with you guys. Total team effort, defense, offense, what you guys were able to do after those deep turnovers were forced. What are your thoughts on that? It was all in.
We knew that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a team effort. I'm going to give a shout out to Will Shipley. He came in, finished it strong. But we talk about in the running back room about making plays. Our guy Kenny went down. Will stepped up big for us. But the team came out, man. Everyone came out, made big plays, and got the job done. And that's how you get to the Super Bowl.
And you are going to a Super Bowl. You told me on Friday. I've dreamt about it. I've thought about the confetti. You're going to see your family here in a minute. How does this compare to what you dreamt about?
I always dreamed about it, but the dream wasn't just getting there. The dream was winning it. So that's what the mindset's at.
We'll see you in New Orleans.
Appreciate you.
Bingo.
I'm so happy for that
Bingo,
guy, man.
Totally.
I'm so happy for him. The way he carries himself, the way he goes about everything he does.
I know.
So like, he deserves, and the type of player he is, like, he deserves this. It's awesome.
And while we don't like the Giants, obviously, I admire the way he hasn't stuck it in the Giants' eye. Like, he could have. He could have been a real jerk to them, but he does have appreciation for the role they played in his life for 6 years, even though they held him down. And I admire that. 215-592-9494. Coming up, Sirianni, after the game press conference. We'll play a parts of that coming up next. Your phone calls on all of this. What a day. Jeter Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Let me tell you about the exciting things going on at Lexus of Cherry Hill. I'm pretty sure they're very happy over there today. It's a new year. So it's time for a new ride from Lexus of Cherry Hill. The L Certified Winter Collection Sales Event is going on now at Lexus of Cherry Hill. Receive special finance rates on select L Certified Lexus now through March 3rd. They have over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Lexus of Cherry Hill, they proudly serve the Delaware Valley since 1989. They are family-owned and operated. On top of all that, they are veteran-owned. My friends at Lexus of Cherry Hill are now a seven-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence recipient for the customer sales experience. I know it personally. I've been leasing cars from them for over a decade. I have a green RX350, perfect color this time of year. So stop in, see Tony Labello and his team, and you will see why they continue to achieve certification as a J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence. Visit LexusOfCherryHill.com 24/7. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family-owned and operated. For more information, visit JDPower.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.